Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the second chapter of Hilchos Trumos. In this parak, Rambam will discuss and define which items are obligated to have truma removed from them. Halacha Aleph. Kol ochel adam hanishmar shegdulav min haaretz chai betruma. Any human food item which is guarded, as opposed to left ownerless, and that grows from the ground, is obligated to have truma separated. And there's a positive Torah command to separate the first of that crop on behalf of the Kohen. Shneamar, Reishis Dagancha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha, Titen Lo. Ma Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, Machol B'nei Adam, V'Gdula Min Ha'aretz, V'Yesh Lo Bailim, Shneamar Dagancha, Af Kol Kiyotzi Behen Chai B'Trumos V'Chem B'Maisros. The Pasuk states that the first of your grain, your wine, your oil, that should be given to him, to the Kohen. Thus, we see that it's supposed to be the first of one's crop. Moreover, just as these items, again, grain, wine, and oil, are all human foods, and they grow from the ground, and they are owned by people, the Pasuk says, your grain, so too anything which has these same three features is going to be obligated to have trumos separated, as well as maestros. Halacha Beis. Hakarshinin, afal pisha ina macho adam, Karshinin, certain type of animal food, even though it normally isn't eaten by people, since people do eat them in years of famine, then they are also going to be obligated in trumos and maestros. Hasia va ezo va koronis shazran mitchila adam chayvin b'maiser v'chenko yotzpen. Various types of grasses which are planted, if they are planted for the sake of human consumption, then they are going to be obligated in trumos and maestros as well, and the same applies with any similar situation. Zeron l'machal behema, if they are planted, however, for the purpose of animal consumption, af pi shenimlach v'chishiv aleihem la'adam k'shein v'chubarin, even though the person had then changed his mind and thought that they'll be for human consumption once they were planted and now are attached to the ground, turin, they are still going to be exempt from trumos and maestros. Shemach sheves chibar ina klum, because this thought that he had while they were attached to the ground is not significant. Alumealan b'chatzer, if these grasses were to grow on their own in one's courtyard, imhi chatzer hamishamaris piroseha harei elu chayavin shestamun adam im ena mishamaris piroseha p'tura. In a case where they had grown on their own, then it depends in what context they had grown. If it was a courtyard which is guarded for its fruit, then in that case they are going to be obligated to have trumos and maestros separated from them, because the default is that they're for people then. If, however, this was a place where the fruit are not guarded in it, it's not intended for human consumption, therefore by default, and it will be for animals, and thus is exempt from trumos and maestros. Halacha Gimel. Zeroni gina she'ina ne'achalin, kagon zera lefes, v'zera tznon, v'zera betzalim, u'kiyot zepen. Various types of garden vegetables which aren't normally eaten, such as the seeds of turnips or radishes or onions or the like, turim min hatruma umin ha'maisros. These are exempt from having truma or maestro separated from them, mibnei she'ein an ochel adam, because these are not considered human foods. Aval ketzach chai betruma maestros. However, ketzach, a different type of vegetable, that is obligated in truma and maestro. Halacha dalet. Tomorrow shel tilson, v'shel chardol, v'shel pul ha'lavin, v'shel tzolaf, v'kafrisin, shel tzolaf, p'turim mibnei she'ein an pri. Various types of blossoms or seeds, beans, bark, these are all going to be exempt from trumos and maestros as well, because these aren't considered fruit per se. They're not really produce. But mendermamurim, when is that true? Bishazar and lazera. If one had planted them for seed, avodron the yarek hari luchavim. However, if they were planted as a crop, as a vegetable, then in that case, one will be obligated to separate trumos and maestros. V'chein ha'avyonos shel tzalaf chayvim v'nei she'ein pri. In a similar fashion, the berries which grow on this tzalaf type of bush, those will also be obligated to have trumos and maestros taken off, because those berries do count as a fruit, as produce. Halacha hei, kuzber shezra lezera, yarek pater min trumos u'mein maestros. If one plants coriander for the purpose of its seed, so then the vegetable which grows, which is sort of considered like a byproduct in that case, is going to be exempt from trumos and maestros. Zra yarek, mafresh trumos maestros min yarakos u'mein zera. However, if one had planted it for the purpose of those vegetables, so then one must separate trumos and maestros from both the vegetables as well as from the seed, because the seed are also fit for human consumption. Similarly, with regards to sheves, potentially dill, to be clear, I'm no expert in the vegetables the Rambam is referring to. In many cases, if I leave them untranslated, it's simply because I'm not exactly sure what they mean. So with regard to the sheves, if it was planted for the purpose of its seed, yarka pater. So then it's vegetable, as we just saw by kuzbar, by coriander, then its vegetable is going to be exempt from having trumos ma'aser separated. Zerol yerek, however, if it was planted for the purpose of the vegetable, is aseres zera v'yerek. And in that case, one needs to take off trumos ma'aser from the seed as well as from the vegetable. Be'enemis aseres zirin. However, one does not need to take off trumos ma'aser from its zirin, referring to some sort of capsule that the seed is in. Zerol zirin, mafresh trumo ma'aser, mena zera, mena yerek, mena zirin. If one had planted for the purpose of these zirin, though, then one separates trumos ma'aser from the seed, as well as from the yerek, the vegetable itself, as well as from the zirin, these seed capsules. V'chein ha'shechlayim, v'agerger, shezron lezera. Similarly, with regards to cress and some other sort of cress that was planted for the purpose of seed, v'asrin zera v'yerek. So then we take off trumos ma'aser from the seed as well as the vegetable. Another Rambam is going to clarify, what does this mean? We take off trumos ma'aseros for the seed as well as the vegetable. If he had picked the vegetable for the purpose of eating it, so he separates trumos ma'aseros, and then afterwards he can eat it. And when he eventually has it dry out, and the seeds then are the type of things that he can take from it and gather, so then he also needs to make these separations of trumos ma'aseros, these ties from the seed. Halacha vav. Hayarakos, afal pi shein ma'achal adam, ein chayav ma'aseros el medivrayan. Vegetables, even ones that are fit for human consumption, are not going to be obligated in trumos ma'aseros on a biblical level. It's only rabbinic in nature. Vishenemar ma'aser tvua zar acha tvua ukiyotziva. Because the pasuk says, with regards to the ma'aser, that it is specifically the grain seeds that we are dealing with, and specifically grain then, and that excludes vegetables. Aval yirakos ein bechalal tevua. Vegetables don't fall into the category of grain. V'chinira li shehuat imetruma. Rambam now notes that though it's only explicit with regards to ma'aser, he believes that the same halachos apply with regards to truma. It's not biblical in nature, the obligation to separate truma from vegetables. Shreinemar ba tuganecha tirushcha v'tzarecha. The pasuk specifically specified grain, oil, and wine, kol adoma le'elu, specifically things that are similar to these. Avol truma se'yerek medivrayim k'maiser. But with regards to truma from vegetables, that's also rabbinic in origin, just like by maiser. Halacha zayin. Ein mafrishin trumos u'maiseros mena yerek b'chutz la'aretz. One doesn't separate trumos u'maiseros from vegetables outside of the land of Israel. Hafilu b'makom she'amarnu she'mafrishin b'hen maiseros. This is even true for the places the Rambam mentioned in the previous parak where we do take off maiseros. V'chein yerek haba b'chutz la'aretz la'aretz. Similarly, with regards to the vegetable that came from outside of the land of Israel and now is in the land of Israel, even though it has some dirt in its roots, nonetheless, it's going to be exempt from trumos ma'aseros. Chazal had not made any decree regarding it. If one planted grain or beans for the purpose of vegetables, then in that case, we consider his intent to be totally disregarded, considering that people generally don't do this. And the vegetables that come forth then are considered to be exempt. And the seed itself, the kernels themselves then, would still be obligated to have trumos ma'aseros removed. Halacha ches. Hatilson, afal pi she'eino ochlo adam, kishe yikshu, hoa v'rov adam ochlen osan betchilasan, hare hein chayav betrumo ma'aser. With regards to this particular item, tilson, so even though it's not fit for human consumption, when it becomes hard, then it becomes very, very sharp, it's not something which people can eat. Since most people eat it when it's not yet at that stage, it's at the beginning of its growth, then one is obligated to separate trumos ma'aser from it. Halacha tes. Ve'elu p'turim mina truma ma'aseros. The following are things which are exempt from trumos ma'aseros. Haleket v'ashecha v'apeya, v'aperet v'olilos. As we saw in the previous section of the Mishnah Torah, there are various gifts which are given to the poor, each defined in that previous section, and all of these are going to be exempted from trumos ma'aseros. Afilu hemen mehen kri. This is even if the poor person had collected them together into a grain heap. V'im also mehen goren basada, hukbul ma'aseros, u'ma'afresh mehen truma ma'aseros. If, however, he had made them into a collection in a granary out in the field, then in that case, they are set, and he's obligated to have to give Trumos Maestros from them. If, however, he had made this granary in the town rather than out in the field, then they're going to be exempt. Why? Because everybody knows what their status is in that case. Everybody knows that they came from Leked or Shechel or Peah, one of these gifts to the poor, and therefore he is exempt. These items, again, these gifts to the poor, of a non-Jew, it was from his field, these require Trumos and Maestros to be separated from them. Elam Cain Hifkir, unless the non-Jew had explicitly declared them to be ownerless. Similarly, grain or olives which haven't yet reached a third of their development are going to be exempt from Trumos and Maestros. Now, how can we know whether or not the produce has reached a third of its growth or not? Anything which, if you were to take these grain kernels and they would grow if you planted them, then we know that they've reached a third of their development. If a person sinned, he transgressed, and he ended up taking off truma from grain or olives before they had reached this point, before they had reached a third of their development, then that item which was separate is not considered to be truma. Halacha Yud Aleph. V'chein hefker patur min truma and maestros. Similarly, something which is made ownerless is going to be exempt from truma and maestros. Afilu hefkiru obi kavim lo. This is even true if a non-Jew had declared his items to be ownerless. Avol zoreas de hefker chai v'truma maestros. However, if somebody planted a field that was an ownerless field, so then he's obligated to separate Trumos Maestros from the crops which he had grown on his behalf in that ownerless field. Halacha Yud Beis. Hifker kama v'zachapa v'avar v'hifshimana truma harizu truma. If one had declared ownerless standing grain, and then he went and reacquired it, and then transgressed and separated from it truma, in that case, it is going to be considered truma. Aval im hifker shibalim v'zachapen v'avar v'hifshimana truma and truma. In contrast, if one had declared ownerless sheaves of grain, which had already been detached from the ground and gathered up into sheaves, and then he had acquired them, and then transgressed and separated from them truma, that is not going to count as truma. And so too the general rule is, anybody who separates from something which is not obligated to have truma separate from it, that separation is not going to count as truma. And the same rules apply by Meiser. With regards to items which most people would generally not plant in their gardens, their fields, rather the default is that they've grown from some ownerless land, in that case they are exempt from Trumos and Maestros. Some examples could go on Hashem Baal Bechi, Ubatel Shal Rechba, Ugrisa Kukuli, Badashama Mitrios, Ukiozben. And that includes various types of garlic or onions, beans, lentils, and the like. Halacha Yud Gimel. Is Arif Davar Shechayv Truma, but Davar She'eino Chayv. If something which is obligated to have Truma separate from it gets mixed with something which is not obligated, Kagon Zesi Nikuk, Shnis Arbu Bezesi Masik, Vinve Olilos, Vinve Batsir. For example, if the olives or the grapes that were gathered by the owner get mixed together respectively with olives or the grapes that belong to the poor people, in this case, if the owner has other produce, then he's able to take truma from that other produce on behalf of the produce which had gotten mixed with the ones that didn't need to be separated from, in accordance with the percentage of how much those ones that needed to be separated were in the overall mixture. In other words, let's say 30% of them had to be separated from Trumos and Maestros, so he'll take off extra from the fruits that he still has on the side that hadn't gotten mixed, in accordance with that 30% that had been in the mixture. Then Ainlo El Elu, if however he only has these ones that had been mixed, Mafresh Truma, Ubutrumas Meister Al Kol, Ukila Kol Chai Bitruma. In that case, he's going to separate Truma and Trumas Meister for the entire mixture, as if there was an obligation to take Truma off of the whole amount. Mafresh Meister Rishon Vesheni, Lafi Cheshmon Devar Chayev. However, with regards to the Meister, so there, Meister Rishon, Meister Sheni, he'll take off in accordance with how much would have been obligated to have separated from it in the overall mixture. Halacha Yud Dalet. Hatruma LaKohen. that Truma always goes to the Kami, Bein Tahora, Bein Tameh, whether it was still pure or impure. Apilu Ninma and Dagan Oatiros Kulo, Kodem Shiafresh. In fact, even if the grain or the wine had become impure entirely before it had been separated, the owner is still obligated to separate from it truma while it's in a state of impurity and to give it to the kohen. Shneamar, the pasuk says, "Vani nesati lecha es mishmeres truma sai, achas Torah v'achas tameah." The pasuk speaks in plural. The pasuk says Hashem states that He has given over the guarding of His truma, but in His trumos, the pasuk is phrased in plural. And that implies whether it is pure or whether it's impure. Hatahora ne'achelas lekohanim, v'tameah yehenu b'sreifas. Pure truma is able to be eaten by the kohanim, but impure truma they are able to benefit from still by burning it. Imhaya shemen malikin also. If it was oil, for example, then they can use it as fuel. Imhaya dagan kiyotibo masikin v'atatar. If it was grain or the like, in that case you can still use it as a different type of fuel. Rather than oil for a lamp, they can throw it under their pots and use it as firewood. In similar fashion, Trumas Meiser, which is taken from the Meiser Rishon, so if the Meiser had become impure, so he still has an obligation to take off the Trumas Meiser in a state of impurity and to give it a Kohen who will be able to benefit from it by burning it. When one separates Truma Gdola or Trumas Meiser, one makes a blessing beforehand, a bracha, just as one would do before doing any other mitzvah, as the Rambam has explained earlier in Mishnah Torah. Halacha Yud Zayin, the final halacha on the parak, Ein Motzin Truma Me'aretz L'chot L'aretz Afilu Tmeah. We don't take Truma from the land of Israel, outside of the land of Israel, even if it's already been made impure. Ein Motzin Truma Me'aretz L'aretz L'aretz. And in a similar fashion, we don't bring truma from outside the land of Israel into the land of Israel. In heavy, if one did, lo ti'ach, it shouldn't be eaten, because it has become impure in the land outside of the land of Israel, in the land of the other nations. Lo ti'sarif, however, it should not be burned, so that way people shouldn't come to say that, oh, we saw truma which hadn't become impure get burned. Lo tachshu l'chotzaretz, it also shouldn't be brought back outside of the land of Israel, because we're concerned people might say, oh, you see, you're able to take truma out of the land of Israel. Ela manichin osa ad shetitame tuma yudua lakol, o ad shevo erev pesach im ha'yisachametz v'tisarif. Rather, what do? We wait until it becomes impure in a fashion which everyone will recognize and know, and then they'll understand why we're burning it, or until the day before Pesach arrives, at which point then, if it was chametz, it was something which needed to be destroyed before Pesach, and therefore it will be able to be burned, and then it can get burned at that stage. Have a wonderful day.